now proudly presented on SNME. That's Sunday Night's Main Event. Patreon and free feed.
Yo. We just people from the north side. Once the Timmy's hit the shore, fine. Winter ready on the four ties. Heavy traffic during 4-5. Gotta hustle on the own time. Color people every port side. We just people from the north side. Once the Timmy's hit the shore,
fine. Hey guys, what's going on? It's your host, your boy George McKay, back here live, Destiny Wrestling, Don Koloff Arena. And I'm sitting down with the man, the myth, the legend, one of the best cruiserweights of all time, in my opinion, Mustafa Ali.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here.
You're here on Straight Talk Wrestling. This is huge for us.
Thank you.
So, I mean, I don't know what I can or can't ask, so I'm going to ask this right off the hop. Okay. TNA. What was the decision to go there after the short indie run you were on that you still get to work the indies as well? Was it because you had the freedom to still work the indies that TNA enticed you?
No, it's the freedom to do whatever I want. I've decided that the best thing for me was to control my happiness. I'm in charge, so I am not tied down. I'm not obligated. I am not committed. I pledge allegiance to my own party, to the party of Mustafa Ali. TNA is obviously an amazing organization that has provided me with some dream matchups coming up. And the opportunity to even compete for the X Division Championship was something that was interesting to me. So I'm very, very happy with TNA. I know they're very, very happy with me, and why would they not be? I mean, just sold out pay-per-views, and no big deal.
Suits looking the part all the time.
Hey, you know what I mean? Like, it's just custom-made suits for custom-made men. But anyways, yes, TNA's awesome. I hear they're changing it to TN Ali, but that's
I like it. That's personally, still, I could get behind that.
Yeah, they're working on the paperwork right now.
It should be definitely time-stamped 100%. So, you asked for your release before from WWE. It wasn't granted. Then you finally got it. What was it like to get that call saying, hey, listen, you're released?
Expected, but there was no emotional, like, sadness associated with it. I'm a very business-oriented person. I know what I'm capable of. WWE is a huge entity. It's a promotional machine. And oftentimes what happens is guys at the top of the card are in those positions for a reason. And obviously we always hear about the revenue-breaking records that they're making. So they obviously know what they're doing. I, as an individual, always believed in the mantra of, if you really believe in it, you're willing to bet on yourself, right? And I was willing to bet on myself a year and a half or 2 years ago, whenever it was. And that's all it really came down to. I know what I'm capable of. In like 2 months, I've already taken over the industry, sold out show after sold out show. I can't keep enough merchandise. It's like I'm the hottest free agent in the world right now. And that's in like 60 days. So I bet on myself. It's already paid dividends, and I'm excited for what the future holds.
Absolutely. Now, being a father, I am a father myself. Hey. Kids are everything. Kids are amazing.
Absolutely.
And when you're home and you have those moments off, which you probably have a lot more home time now because the schedule is definitely more opened.
Oh, I would say the opposite.
No, it's more busier, it's really.
Busier now. I am on a world tour campaign, ladies and gentlemen. Often when I come to a town near you, I'm probably there for a total of 10 hours. I land, I do the show, and I get up because, like, just the weekend alone, Friday, so I just landed here from New York. Doing this show tonight and then back on the road. With WWE, because of the creative and because of not being a featured talent, I'd say that I was home more than I needed to be. And that's not a knock on, like, being obviously I love my kids, I love my wife, but when you're a creative individual and you want to create and you're not able to create and you're restricted in those creations, it gets a little daunting. It gets a little overwhelming. Now, I would say there's a meeting going on. If you don't hear that, there's a meeting going on. But now I have no restrictions. So basically, from now, this is being taped earlier, but from now to the end of April, I pretty much have every Thursday through Sunday booked. And I don't think anyone's got the schedule that I got right now.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, I mean, with the lineage of the X Division title, what's been held, but the roster that they have there, TNA has definitely one of the most amazing rosters that there are, with talent, legends, new talent, fresh talent, talent like yourself, just killing it. When you look at that roster and the dream matchups that you could have, one matchup in my mind that stands out, you and Speedball Mike Bailey, 60-minute Iron Man match.
Oh,
hell yeah, sign me up, dude. Sign me up.
So I was with you till you said 60 minutes.
Okay, fine, 30 minutes.
So I had the pleasure of sharing the ring with Speedball Mike Bailey at a promotion called Prestige Wrestling in Los Angeles. And main event, and it was just this energy that I can't really describe. The bell didn't even ring, and the people were standing. That match is available online, by the way. Go find it. I can't say enough things about Speedball. I'm not going to swear, but I did say he was the toughest SOB I've ever been in the ring with. That guy hits, but then I hit him harder. I was able to walk away with a victory, but I would say, like, I would gladly run it back with Speedball, and maybe this time in the TNA ring.
That would be fire. That would be fire. Now, I mean, you're the X Division champion. Great. Amazing. Wonderful. Do you have aspirations on that world title?
Oh, absolutely. But here's the thing. But I'm running a campaign right now, and the only way to run a successful campaign is to be focused on the task at hand. Right now, there was no question that I was going to become the X Division champion. I knew this. But now what I need to do is make the X Division great again. And that's through title defenses, promotion. This title is so prestigious and has such a long lineage that we talked about. But when's the last time it was great? I made sure that the X Division Championship match that I won was the main event of the TNA pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. The last time that happened was 2005, 2006.
2006, I believe.
Hasn't happened.
No.
But Mustafa Ali took care of this. So now the X Division is back in a prestigious spot that it should be. It's back, and we are on the path to achieving greatness again.
You absolutely are, and I love the confidence. I do, but I guess my question leads to my second question. When you've made the division great again, and you become, you know, the longest rating X Division champion in history, you surpass all these records. Option C.
Option C again. Task at hand. Option C. I have a cabinet. I have campaign management. I have people to worry about these things. I have Secret Service. I have a press secretary. These matters will be addressed in a timely fashion. But right now, the one goal is to make the X Division great again.
You know what I think you need? I think you need a personal media specialist to handle all your day-to-day.
You're talking about my wife.
No, not your. No, your wife handles your social media. Yes, what I'm talking about is someone to speak on your behalf in terms of letting people who don't need to know. I can take care of the good work for you. I think that I could be your press secretary.
We will let the people decide. Please comment below.
Do
you think he is qualified to be the head of the Mustafa Ali Media Relations? Comment below,
I believe so. I believe your wife and I would be a dynamic duo that would be social media kings and queens.
I love it. I love to hear it.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And my final question.
Please.
When you look at your career and the fact that you were someone who bet on themselves and have had an indie run like no other since Cody Rhodes, since Matt Cardona, that's where I would put the same level of indie run that you guys have had in this short span of time.
Sure.
Mustafa Ali is pop culture. Mustafa Ali is what the wrestling world has been talking about, what the wrestling world wants to see. And that's not tooting your own horn. That's being real. And well, it's a factual statement. And I'm geeking out right now because talking to wrestlers of your caliber, it's awesome. When you look at betting on yourself and what that means to you and what you've achieved in the short term, can you see how far this campaign can go? If basically what I'm saying is betting on yourself, it proved dividends. Are you happy with the decision that you chose to bet on yourself?
The only thing that I'm surprised about is how quick I was able to reap the rewards of my risk. You know, usually this takes a while, and we're talking about a few months in. By the time this gets released, you'll know what I'm talking about. There'll be some huge news that comes out. Let's see the round of applause as I talk. But to answer your question, when I announced this run and I saw sold out after sold out after sold out, these promoters started contacting me that they haven't had someone move tickets and have these sellout crowds since a Cody Rhodes. So to have that comparison right off the bat, and look where he's at, literally top of the business, heading into WrestleMania, the talk of the industry, and deservingly so. And Cody is a guy that I take a lot of inspiration from. And what I mean by that is what set this all up was the launch of my campaign video, which was released on December 21st.
And it was amazing.
Thank you. And the concept behind it was who was the last guy that really made that impact of like what's going to happen? And this is when Cody Rhodes released the list. And I remember everyone was like, oh, my God, these dream matches. But where and how? How are we going to say? And I go, what's the 2024 Mustafa Ali version of the list? So the campaign video came about of, you know, calling out guys like Will Ospreay and Speedball Mike Bailey and Vikingo and Cardona, all these notable names. And that's what happened. This became a frenzy of people wondering, how is this going to, like, where is he going to go? Where is this going to happen? And it's happening. It's happening. It so happening. A marketing campaign, well done.
And if I was part of that marketing campaign, it would have been skyrocketing.
Sure. I mean, 2 million views in 24 hours, but you're right.
I could have got 2.1. I could have got you that one more.
I believe it.
And you know who that one more would have been? Well, it would have been like somebody huge.
Who's that?
Like, I don't know, like the president. Okay. I could have got Joe Biden to watch that
I
video.
I believe you. Do you think Joe knows how to use YouTube?
No, I don't believe though at all. Yeah. I believe Joe has to have a switch turned on in the morning to wake up. That's what I believe. Did I spill the beans?
Nope.
Okay, fair enough.
Everyone knows.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk political conspiracies, and we've talked about successful campaigns, and we've talked about just betting on yourself, and I love everything, and hearing inspiration like that lets me know that the seven-year journey I've been on to bet on myself has paid dividends because I'm sitting down talking with you.
Awesome,
and man. I appreciate that. Appreciate Guys, it. That's it for this one. Peace, love, and wrestling. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for watching. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and turn on that notification bell so you get notified each time we post a video. Alternatively, you can check us out on all podcast platforms and host it on Podbean. We are also available on the SNME Network. That's the Sunday Nights Main Event Patreon. Please feel free to check us out there as well. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at @_StraightTalk on Twitter, at Straight Talk Wrestling on Instagram, Straight Talk Wrestling on Facebook, Straight Talk Wrestling on TikTok, and of course, you can check out all our merch at ProWrestlingTees.com.
I don't need a nigga cosign. Without the liquor, you become a victim. You ain't never got a pole mine. I ain't messing with this generation. Fuck your gender, I ain't got...